With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Southern California bracing for another powerful storm system that could cause more flooding and mudslides. Heavy rain and gusty winds were blamed for at least two deaths last night. As the rough weather continues, it could also cause new landslides in areas where the vegetation was recently burned away by wildfires. King Charles III has urged people to focus on kindness instead of conflict in his annual Christmas address. Speaking from Westminster Abbey today, he highlighted the importance of companionship and kindness.
King Charles III said Jesus' pilgrimage for peace and reconciliation was a prayer for our times in his annual Christmas message, looking back on 2025.
Pilgrimage is a word less used today, but it has particular significance for our modern world, and especially at Christmas. It is about journeying forward into the future, while also journeying back to remember the past and learn from its lessons.
The king also said he was encouraged by his shared desire for peace in his meetings with people from all faiths, highlighting his own historic trip to the Vatican to meet Pope Leo XIV. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
The Justice Department says authorities have uncovered over a million more documents related to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a Christmas Eve announcement, the DOJ said it may need a few more weeks to release all of its records on Epstein. It further delays compliance with last week's congressionally mandated deadline to make all the files public. The news came as a surprise after department officials suggested months ago that a comprehensive review of the documents had taken place. A dozen U.S. senators have called on the Justice Department's watchdog to examine its failure to meet the deadline. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Americans consider childbearing.
The country's birth rate is below the amount needed to keep the population level and has been for several years. So the Public Religion Research Institute conducted a poll asking adults if they support government policies aimed at encouraging women to have children. 54% of respondents say no, they do not support such programs. 41% say yes. Republicans and men are more likely to approve of efforts to increase the U.S. birth rate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than in the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to what it calls a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism that erupted immediately after the Hamas attack. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports on a rare sight in Cairo.
The Grand Egyptian Museum has begun reassembling a boat belonging to Pharaoh Khufu in its exhibition hall. The cedarwood vessel, one of two found with King Khufu, started coming together on Tuesday as visitors watched. The project is expected to take about 4 years, according to Issa Zaiden, head of restoration. King Khufu ruled over 4,500 years ago and built the Great Pyramid of Giza. The museum, located near Cairo, houses nearly 50,000 artifacts, including treasures from King Tutankhamun's tomb. Keith Peters, Washington.
A new AP NORC poll finds roughly half of Americans report their 2025 charitable giving is already complete. 18% say they plan additional gifts before now and the end of the year. Only 6% say they have not donated anything, but will eventually. This is SRN News.